Shri Krishna is the biggest rasik. He is called Rasik Shiromani. And he is considered rasik in two ways. Rasayate iti rasaha, rasyate iti rasaha. Just like Radha ji. This word Radha has two meanings. She who worships Krishna, the number one worshipper of Krishna is Radha. And she who is worshipped by Krishna, Krishnena aradhyate iti Radha. Similarly, Krishna is a rasik shiromani in two ways. He grants ras to the devotees and he experiences ras himself. In both ways he is rasik. He experiences ras from his devotees. But if you become a little philosophic, you will wonder, why does God need ras from us, puny, insignificant souls? He is called Atmaram. Atmaram means that personality who is complete in himself. He has no need of anything external. So Shri Krishna is called Atmaram. Then why should that Shri Krishna become Gopi Ram and Goparam? Do leelas with the gopis and the gopas to relish ras from them? The reason is that the ras Shri Krishna gets from his own self is called Swarupanand, the bliss of his own personality. And the bliss that he grants to his devotees who engage in his devotion is called Swarup Shaktyanand. The bliss of his Swarup Shakti, his Yogamaya power. So himself he experiences Swarupanand. To his devotees he grants Swarup Shaktyanand. That Swarup Shaktyanand is sweeter than his own bliss. So he grants his devotees a higher level of bliss and then he sits inside the devotee and relishes that bliss from within the devotee. So the bliss that he gets from his devotees is higher than his own bliss. And that is why he becomes a slave of his devotees. We hear such things. Aham bhakta paradhino hya svatantra iva dvija. Shri Krishna says in the Bhagavatam, I am not independent. I am a slave of my devotees. Why is Shri Krishna enslaved by his devotees? Why is a child enslaved by the television? Because he is getting very high bliss from there. Shri Krishna is enslaved by his devotees because he is experiencing the Swarup Shaktyanand from them.